know, 1 in 5 people will be affected by mental illness in their lifetime. Millions of Americans face the reality of living with a mental or emotional illness. One of the toughest things to admit is that you or a loved one needs support. This is the hardest part for many people because it means being open, vulnerable, and inviting someone into a part of their lives that is painful. Struggles with mental health can range from depression and anxiety to drug addiction to mental health disorders such as bipolar or schizophrenia and many others. Know that support and help are available. Here are some resources if you or a loved one needs help. Reach out to the support group in Erie County by visiting the Erie Mental Health Association at eriemha.org. Contact the Family Voices Network. Call the information line 211 to find services available near you. Visit the Voices for Hope website at voices4hope.net. Text the crisis text line at 741-741 for free 24/7 support in the U.S. Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine is Western New York's premier free health, fitness, and nutrition magazine for people of all ages. With over 220,000 print readers and thousands more who read online, we write about the topics that matter most to our readers. Look for us at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations across all 8 counties of Western New York. You can visit us online at buffalohealthyliving.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Western New York, and welcome to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. I'm Lauren Lewis, in studio with my co-host, Dale Martin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dale. How are you today?
I normally would say good.
Normally good?
Normally good, but no, not today.
Not today?
But it is Mother's Day.
It is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
That's so true. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms, the aunts, the... You know what? If you are a mom today or you know a mom, you know what? Happy Mother's Day.
If you have a mom, like... It's always nice to celebrate your mom. So I think it's Happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Yes, it is.
Without moms, none of us would be here.
Yes, so true. I wouldn't be here if I didn't have a mom. In fact, my mom is the reason that I am here.
Yes, exactly.
She's an inspiration to me.
And how's she doing? Great. Good?
You know what? She has her good days. She has her bad days. Mm-hmm. But she's, again, she's a very big supporter, and she listens each and every Sunday.
Oh, good. Same with my mom. She said she was going to listen this morning, too.
She told me. She said she likes Lauren.
Oh,
she doesn't like me. She likes Lauren.
Hey, whatever gets people to listen, whether it's you, whether it's me, whether it's Louie, our guests, we are thankful for all of our listeners.
And Louie, you know what? Happy Mom's Day. Happy Mother's Day to your mom.
Thank you. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to my mom, grandma out there, everyone out there. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day. I'm excited for this show this morning.
It's a special show.
We have author S.M. Traphagen in studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very excited to be here.
Good. Well, we're so happy to have you here, and happy Mother's Day if you are a mom.
I'm not, but I have a mother.
There you go. I know I'm not a mom either, but it's always
happy. We're working mother. On it, but yeah, that's a goal.
Okay. Now Shanna has been in the studio before. This is not your first time.
It is not. It's my first time promoting my new novel. But not my first time being in the studio, so I'm excited to be here.
She's a partner with Assure Vision.
I love it. Yes. We're always thankful for our partners, and we love to have them in studio with us.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to hear about your novel.
Oh, thank you so much.
This is exciting.
It is. It's been a long time coming, and it's been a goal for many years.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, for years, I've I want to write a book. I want to write a book. And I've had some ideas, but never put pen to paper.
Yeah.
And that's a lot to actually sit down and put what's in your mind, take that idea and put it on paper and then publish it. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I know, Dale, you've been talking about a book you want to write,
yes,
too.
Yes,
so I think
I'm
we all have
on
that
it right now myself, yes.
Idea, and I always admire the people that actually get it done.
So I'm very interested in the journey as well as the book.
Yes.
Oh, well, the journey is... it's an interesting journey. It actually, I'm a huge fan of fiction, sci-fi geek all around. And it really stemmed from a dream. That's really how it started, was a dream that I had one night about a young woman who struggles with a lot of trauma in her life, and the circumstances surrounding her mother being mentally ill and kind of dragged off to a mental institution when she's really young, and then kind of growing up in different phases of her life and realizing that her mother, there may have been more to her mom than it seemed, and that she may be this descendant of this legacy of Morgan Le Fay, which stems from Arthurian legend. And there's a lot of folklore and myth that surround King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table, the sorceress Morgana. So it kind of evolves into this fantasy fiction where she really has to go out and figure out who she is, the history behind her family, the circumstances surrounding her mother's potential mental illness, and then really start to decide. She's kind of, it's like this fork in the road.
Mm-hmm.
But that is so real, because we deal with that every day in our lives.
Yeah. And that's the whole point of, you know, when I was really tossing around titles and working with one of my editors out on the West Coast, we came up with Finding Morgan, which is the title of the book, Finding Morgan, a Le Fay trilogy, because there's three books in the series.
Oh, wow.
And I thought Finding Morgan was just so appropriate, because really that's what she's doing. She's finding herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to figure out who she is along this path. And even though this is fiction, there's so many real themes of anxiety, low self-esteem, having a hard time making friends, not believing in yourself, trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of struggles and grapples with all of these very real issues, but in a very magical, fantastical way, which I think is
Now, is this
fun.
Your first book?
This is my debut novel.
Your debut. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself in
publishing? Yeah.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think that for anybody, there are elements of trying to figure out my own path, you know, and how to leave my mark on the world. And I think in writing this, those elements came to the forefront, because for me, it's always important to give back and to impact other people's lives. And so I've always had it in my head while I was writing this, what's the reader going to take away? And, you know, can I help them? And, you know, if they're dealing with this issue, I want them to be able to read this book and feel like they can escape for a little while, or that they've found hope or inspiration in reading this, because there's so many books that have done that for me growing up. And, you know, even in writing it, I struggled growing up with making friends, and I got picked on and bullied quite a bit.
Not you. Come on, Shannon. You're lovable. You're likable. Come on. No. I don't believe that one.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's something everyone has gone through at one point in your life or another. Like, you've probably been victim of bullying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really think that's everybody deals with either low self-esteem or anxiety for some kids, being the bully was their way of dealing with trauma at home or anxiety or issues. And then on the flip side of that, if you were bullied, it's because either you're the recipient of somebody else's hard times, or the lack of self-esteem, or issues that you might have going on where you just kind of invite or have allowed it in, or not allowed, because I don't want people to get mad at me for saying that, but it's a circumstance, you know, it's a situation, and it's a really real situation. I mean, I'm blessed enough to have a job now, a daily job at a magazine with a partner who's been amazing, but I've been in work situations in the past where I've dealt with workplace bullying, and I've actually written articles about that.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's an issue. I wrote this one article on workplace bullying. It got picked up nationally. And this woman from California sent the publisher of the magazine I work for a letter to say thank you to me.
Oh, wow.
Because she ended up reading that article and was dealing with a situation at work like that.
I like that. I don't like the conversation. Let me back up. I like the conversation from a standpoint that I think is something that needs to be addressed, because I think there's many, many of us, we're unaware of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a touchy. Yeah, it really is. And Lauren, I think we really should, you know, try to, you know, pull the layers off of that, because maybe it's something that's more propelling and I guess in the workplace today, mm-hmm. that we don't even, you know, we ignore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think sometimes maybe in the workplace, people, they think it's like maybe jokingly or making fun of a, you know, just having some workplace fun, making light of mm-hmm. a business situation, business setting. But I think sometimes people don't realize what might be going on in someone else's life or the person they may be teasing or picking on. And then it affects them. And mm-hmm. that turns into it's bullying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But today's focus is the book.
It is.
Yes.
Finding Morgan.
And Mother's Day.
And Mother's Day, which is so appropriate that I'm here for this, because not only does Morgan, you know, our main hero, our main protagonist in the novel, struggle with her relationship with her mom, and needing to kind of grapple with that, but she finds herself in the situation of becoming a mom. And I don't want to give too much away, mm-hmm. You know, but, and the focus isn't so much on her having a daughter, but it really impacts her destiny and how she decides to pursue needing to figure out who she really is and then come to terms with that. And she does that because of the love for her daughter. And I think that that's so appropriate today because, you know, it is Mother's Day. And I feel like mothers across the nation, across the globe, they do so much for us.
And for any of our listeners that are just joining the conversation right now, let's say the title of the book and what it's about, finding your journey.
So the title of the book is called Finding Morgan. By S.M. Traphagen. That's me. Mm-hmm. It is the first of three novels, and it is out right now. You can get it through my publisher, Book Baby Publishing. You can get it on Amazon, Gardner's, Barnes & Noble, Foyles. You can pretty much find it anywhere awesome. That books are sold.
You said, now, it's the first of a trilogy.
Yes.
Are number two and three done yet?
No.
No. No. One is out now. It's time to focus on the next one, right?
Yes. Yeah. I have started the second one. I'm about three or four chapters into writing the second one. It'll be out in 2020. We're just determining the date, but we're trying mm-hmm. to make it sooner rather than later because we have had readers already ask.
When was Finding Morgan published, and when did it hit like Barnes & Noble, Amazon?
Sure. So we finished. It was published in March. It was released April 22nd, and we did pre-sale orders between the end of March and April 22nd before its official release. It has been rated 5 stars by Reader's Favorite, which is an editorial.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's gotten some great reader ratings, and it's currently being reviewed by American Book Review, which is very hard to get into. So,
congratulations. That's awesome. I mean, I think it speaks to a lot to your novel when it comes, you're like, okay, people are already asking for number two.
Yeah.
Like when you have a book that just catches you and you want more,
yeah,
that is the sign of a fantastic book and a great author.
Yeah, I hope so.
I want to read it. It sounds amazing.
And so I have to ask this question because for our male listeners out there, okay, they may say, okay, you know what, that's something maybe I want to pass on to my daughter. But mm-hmm. is Finding Morgan also something for men?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, this is a book, I call it new adult fiction, which is a genre. It's mm-hmm. a fairly new genre, but it's a genre that's primarily, I would say, 16 and up. But, you know, if parents are good with it, there's not really any, you know, large swear words. It's not extremely sexually explicit.
Yeah.
So, if you want to give it to your daughter who's 12, 13, 14, or a young male about the same age, that's fine as long as, you know, the parent approves. But this is for anybody who wants to read it. I mean, adults, men, women. I think guys, especially guys who are really into the Arthurian legend and science fiction mm-hmm. And kind of those battles that took place, I think they'll get into the fact that there's a lot of travel in this. There are male figures. She has some cohorts that appear later on in the book that are very strong male characters. That really start to represent and you kind of see their own views start to evolve later in the book, which is a nice twist on how I wrote the third person kind of point of view, and then all of a sudden you've got their thinking that starts to show up later on. But this is a good book for guys. There's some battles that take place where I think the guys can get into that, and they can kind of get into that legend aspect of it. And in book two, there will be some heavy focus on one of the male characters and his background. So
cool.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer if you read and you can, once you start reading, you see yourself in the words. You become a character, one of the characters of choice.
Yeah.
However you see yourself. And so I can't wait to read it.
I would love it if you guys would read it. I think it's really fast-paced. You know, it doesn't take place over a very short period of time, which mm-hmm. a lot of books nowadays do.
Yeah.
It kind of is drawn out, especially in book one, because I'm really building the foundation.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a time period of a couple of years, a few years. You kind of see this evolution, but very quickly. And then as we head into book two, the pace starts to slow down, and you really start to see her grapple with how to figure out how to take care of herself and how to come to terms with the truths that she's finding.
Okay. Well, speaking of fast pace, you know, we're fast paced around here.
Yeah.
And we're going to get ready to take our first break.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with SM Trap Hagen talking about her first book, Finding Morgan. Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Hi, I'm Clinton Hawkins, franchise owner of Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. We believe home inspections are an important step in every home ownership. Whether you're buying or selling your home, an inspection is a critical step. During your inspection, you'll learn where to find the water shutoff valves, age of your hot water tank and furnace, when the roof might need to be replaced, and so much more. So give us a call at 716-608-6829 to schedule your Pillar to Post home inspection.
Hi, this is Peter Cimino, Board President of Infotech Western New York, here to talk about the 19th annual BETAs. The BETAs, which stand for Buffalo Emerging Technology Awards and Showcase, recognize and celebrate Western New York's organizations and individuals that set the standard for technological innovation and implementation, workplace culture, and industry activism. Be there on May 2nd at Riverworks from 4:30 to 6:30 for the Technology Showcase, and the awards start at 7 p.m. Register today at infotechwny.com. I hope to see you there.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. And today is Mother's Day. Lauren, happy Mother's Day to your mom.
Happy Mother's Day to my mom, my sister-in-law, and all the moms.
And all the moms in
my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who helped shape Lauren?
A lot. Yeah. I mean, we're all lucky to have, I'm sure, great moms who've helped shape all of us. And we're in studio this morning with SM Trap Hagen talking about her book, Finding Morgan, and it talks a lot about her relationship with her mother in the book.
Yeah, it does. And it's so ironic, too, because my mom, she hasn't read the book yet. This is actually her copy right here, her and my dad's, that I brought with me. But she was able to read parts of the first chapter, and she called me. She's like, am I the mother in this book?
And oh, my gosh.
No, this is not based on you or my husband or anybody that I know. But it really does. You see this intensity in Morgan's relationship with her mother, Julianne, in the very first chapter. And that lays the foundation for how she builds relationships later on in the book with those around her. She struggles quite a bit with her relationship with her mother. And because this view of feeling like her mother has been mentally ill and growing up with her mother being in an institution for a long time, and then the traumas that she has faced, and then being released into her mother's care, and being whisked off to England, where they lived for a little while before coming back to the States, there's this real sense of, I don't want to say hatred, but, you know, there's a hatred there. There's a sorrow
there.
There's
a resentment.
There's a real heavy sorrow because that relationship with her mother is just not there. Mm-hmm. And it's very fascinating to see how that starts to change and some of the aha moments that she has later in the book about what her mother may have really been trying to do in preparation for her. All mothers make sacrifices for their kids without telling their kids. Mm-hmm. And you don't see those sacrifices until something happens in your own life where you start to put those pieces together. And I think that this really touches on that. Awesome. Mothers really do so much.
I can't help but see this as also being a play.
This is I'm picturing a movie.
Yeah,
for sure.
This
love
is something.
It. All of you Hollywood directors
this
out there.
It does have an evolution in a life of itself.
Yeah.
That it really can play out because what you're describing is something that we deal with every day, all day, mm-hmm. all of us.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just don't realize it.
Yeah,
and you are explaining that to your readers.
Yeah. And so what are some key takeaways that readers can get from reading Finding Morgan?
I think one of the biggest takeaways is that, you know, we all struggle with different traumas in our lives and different anxieties and different issues growing up. And what I hope readers really see is that, you know, that they're not alone, you know, mm-hmm. that even a fictional character like Morgan, you know, that this is, it's a representation of things that we all deal with in our lives and how she comes to terms with that. And the people who rally around her, the friends that she starts to rely on and trust really become her mainstay, her pillars.
Okay. That being said, who are some of the characters in the book?
So one of the other main characters is Roan McNally, who is very much an enigmatic Irishman living in the States. And there is definitely some tension between the two of them later on. Anthony Wellington portrays her husband in the book. There is Sefri, who is an Egyptian archaeologist who becomes one of her cohorts. And Naria, who is a Cajun woman living in Victoria, British Columbia, who has a very interesting past of her own, colorful. And these are some of these characters. It's interesting, you know, you learn a little bit about them, but because there are two other books, there's a lot mm-hmm. of nuggets and a lot of carrots. And then those will be drawn out quite a bit more in the later books. So you get to see a little bit, you get introduced to them, and then you hear a lot more about them.
I'm sure you're starting to lay the foundation in the first book of the trilogy, mm-hmm. in Finding Morgan. What are you doing to, you know, promote the book and get readers engaged and get them excited about not only to get buy and read Finding Morgan, but to get ready for, like, book two and book three.
Yeah, so there's, we've been trying to do a lot of press and promotion around it. And I was actually a guest with Alyssa Palumbo, who is another local author in Western New York, who had me on her website doing a Q&A of how I kind of prep and write and get prepared for mm-hmm. Books like this. And I've been doing a lot of forum talks. I'm actually going to be part of the Miami Book Fair in November.
Oh, cool.
I'm waiting to hear. I think I'm hoping to be a panelist for them, but I will be down there with the books in November.
And you're here at Western New York at work?
I'm here on Western New York at work on Sunday morning. We're doing, and actually ABC, NBC, and CBS affiliates nationally picked it up and listed it as a summer great children's read. So I'm excited about that.
I'm thinking about a beach read, a by the pool read,
perfect.
Whatever we're doing this summer.
It's perfect.
You need
for
to
that.
Pick up Finding Morgan.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need a new summer read too.
It's a great
so I know what mine might be.
And it's offered in ebook, it's offered in paperback. I mean, you can get it in any format that you know is easiest for you, but it's perfect for summer. Yeah.
Have you always been a reader?
Oh
like
my God.
A bookworm?
Yeah.
Always have a book in your hand?
Three. And nowadays, it's I usually read two nonfiction and one fiction book at the same time, and I alternate between all three.
Go back and forth.
But I have been reading since I was a little kid.
You've always loved it.
Always loved it. And actually, the Iliad, which I mention in this book briefly, is one of the books I read when I was just 13 years old.
Wow. That's heavy reading for a 13-year-old.
It is. And I didn't obviously get it all. I didn't understand it all. But Greek mythology was something I was super fascinated with growing up. And I've been reading and writing from a very young age. I mean, my mom recently just gave me a notepad. It was pink paper with the blue lining.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote this story about a pig, this pet pig, who got me through an issue at the time I was having with bullying. And it was the story of this heroic pet pig and how that, you know, and it talked to me. And I wrote this whole story out, and it was probably 10 pages long. And my mom recently found it and gave it to me. And she's like, this is how long you've been telling stories.
Oh, how great.
So I have to say this. How can we find the book? Where can we get it?
So you can get the book pretty much anywhere books are sold. You can go to Book Baby Publishing and go to the store. Mm-hmm. And you can order it direct from there if you'd like. You can go to Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and order it online and have it shipped directly to you. And if you're a Prime member, you can get it within a day or two.
Oh, my gosh, even better.
Yeah, it's great. You can order it from Barnes & Noble, Kobo, anywhere ebooks can be downloaded. You can get it from Goodreads, Google Books. It's offered through Gardeners and Foils online. So it's pretty widely dispersed. You can get it pretty much anywhere. I mean, if you just Google it, it'll come up and show you where it's
been. Any book signing events coming up?
Yeah, we're lining up some book signings and book readings right now. We're actually working with the Buffalo Public Library System and hoping to get into some of the libraries during their book club readings and doing readings there. We're also in discussions with Talking Leaves, the local independent bookstore.
Oh, I love Talking Leaves.
So do I. I am a very huge advocate for independent bookstores across the nation.
And we don't have enough of them, kind of like a dying breed.
Places like Talking Leaves, Lit Bar in New York City, which is a big one that just opened up, who is a huge champion for women authors.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, so there are a lot of independent bookstores internationally and nationally, and so I'm really trying to support and help those out. But I also made donations. I gave pre-first edition copies. I donated them to the Buffalo Public Library book drive.
Oh, great.
Last month.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Really, Shannon, and thank you, because you are really contributing to the community, to the readers.
Thank you.
To our listeners. And Finding Morgan?
Finding Morgan, yep.
Okay.
Number one in the
She's an amazing woman. I can already tell. But Morgan is not just a woman. It's a guy. Morgan is all of us.
Yes. She represents a theme and hope. She represents hope and resilience.
How did you pick the title? How'd you pick, Morgan for the name?
Well, Morgan stems off of the legend of Morgana, Morgaine Le Fay, Arthurian legend. So she was a sorceress during those times. And so Morgan Le Fay, the main character in this book, is a representation of those myths and that folklore. And Finding Morgan really represents the process, the path that she is taking in this novel, her story. It's really about finding Morgan, finding herself. And I think it's a powerful title because I think that that's exactly what the story.
I love it because you can find yourself. You really can.
I think we're all trying to find ourselves. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you're 20 years old, 16 years old, 80 years old. I think we spend our whole lives trying to find ourselves and figure out what impact we want to have, what is who we are on this planet, and what
and
it is we're trying to contribute.
And each different stage in your life, you're finding yourselves and every single stage that you're in, everything you're going through, you're trying to find yourself and be the best person you can be through each of those stages.
Yeah, and I really hope, that's what I want for readers. I want them to be able to read this and connect to that and realize that we're all just trying to find ourselves.
Yeah.
That's great. Awesome. Well, Buffalo, you're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Any parting thoughts? Let's start with Shannon. Any parting thoughts, Shannon?
Just that as a reader and a writer, I really wrote this for the readers. Whether I become the next J.K. Rowling or not doesn't really matter to me. I want to tell a good story, and I just want readers to be able to connect to one of the characters and maybe give them some hope as they're going through whatever struggles they're going with. And realizing that there's still magic and light and hope in this world.
And speaking of the magic, title of the book, and where can you get it?
Finding Morgan is out now by S.M. Traphagen, and you can find it anywhere books are sold. You can Google it. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Book Baby Publishing.
Awesome. I'm excited to read Finding Morgan. It'll probably be one of my summer reads. So I'm excited, and I just want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of the moms out there.
Happy Mother's Day, Buffalo. Thank you for tuning in to Western New York at Work. Have a beautiful day. Happy Mother's Day. We'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.